Good morning. May God bless you and enable you. May we love him more and more as we worship him together, even though we're sitting masked in pews and far apart from each other. For those watching on YouTube and those watching on DVD later on, you are part of this family and we are grateful for all of you. Colossians chapter 2 verses 6 and 7 says, "So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness." Let's pray. Mighty and wonderful God, you are worthy of all our praise. We come today as a church family in strange circumstances, wearing masks, not being allowed to sit close together, and we ask that you take us beyond our surroundings and help us to see your throne. We recognize that you are full of love and compassion, and we count it an honor to be in your perfect presence today. Lord, for those feeling tired or frazzled or disappointed, Lord, lift their hearts to you. For those, Lord, that are thankful and full of joy, we rejoice with them. As a family, Lord, we come knowing that we need forgiving and cleansing. We need to see you. We need to hear from you. We need to turn our minds to you and worship you. Lord, worshiping completes us. Thank you for this opportunity. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, I would dearly love to say, let's stand and sing, but I'm not allowed. So Shona and Sandra and I will audibly offer worship on your behalf, and of course you can be offering it because God hears what's going on in our heads and hearts anyway.
Bless the Lord, O my soul.
Psalm 104 that says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul." The NCV puts it like this: "My whole being praise the Lord. Lord my God, you are very great. You are clothed with glory and majesty. You wear light like a robe. Lord, you have made many things. With your wisdom you made them all. The earth is full of your riches. Look at the sea, so big and wide, with creatures large and small that cannot be counted." Today we're thinking about thankfulness, and some of you may not know that since November we've been running a children's work online, and it's still going online. There's Sprouts, just around here, and Word Searchers, the older group, and they run from 9:30 on a Sunday morning. And it's been a joy for those of us leading it. It's been absolutely wonderful to meet with the children and get to know them and see a few of them around. It's just a blessing to us, and that's what I'm thankful for. I'm thankful for our children and that we're able to connect with them still, despite not being able to be together. Now, I would love to have children up the front, but we need to not move around too much. And I would love to have them here, but for safeguarding reasons, we don't want to be videoing them and it going out onto YouTube. So we've made a different way of letting them share their prayers of thankfulness that hopefully Carl will be able to share for us on the screen. And whilst we've had such a strange and challenging year, and our children have known so much disruption in the things that they enjoy, we thank you that you have been our constant presence, our rock. Lord, our suffering cannot be compared with those in places like India. Please bring healing, Lord. Lord, we do thank you that the number of COVID cases there are starting to decrease. But Lord, we ask that you continue to bring relief and help to these people facing desperate times. May rich countries like ours see the opportunity to act selflessly. And Lord, we pray for people groups all around the world living daily with the fear of violence. We lift to you people like the people of Myanmar, who've been suffering since February under military rule. Lord, for all those places where the authority is corrupt and people are not free, especially, Lord, for people in our family of Christians around the world threatened because they love you. Lord, help these people in places like North Korea, Afghanistan, and Iran. We want your kingdom to come on earth as it is in heaven, to experience your peace, your love, your joy, and your hope. We have so much to thank you for in this country where we have democracy and the wonderful National Health Service. Lord, help us to count our blessings and be prayerful for those who lead us, that they will bow the knee to you and to your authority and look after the people of this country justly, wisely, and with integrity. But Lord, when we think about being thankful, there is no better place to look than the cross. We are so thankful for our salvation, for your willingness to suffer and die in our place so that we can be forgiven and made fit for a relationship with you. Lift our eyes to the cross, giving us a new perspective of worship, adoration, and gratitude for your sacrifice for our sin. In Jesus' name, amen. Have our reading in a moment. Again, it's by video because this reading happens to be one that I've used recently for the schools. Every week we put out something called a disassembly from NISCU because they aren't allowed to assemble anymore, still not allowed to assemble in schools. So we had a disassembly all about the church and we happened to use this passage. So I'd invited different people from different 15 different churches around the local area to join in this, and it includes a curate, children's worker, 2 NISCI workers, 2 head teachers, 3 vicars, 2 teaching assistants, Helen's little Leia and Janet's Rachel, both up in Kendal, the MD of Capenray Bible School, Chris from Stanley Road, and 4 of our own church family. All one church, that's the point. We're all one church. It's not a building, and it's not even just us people sat here, and it's not even just us sat here and the people watching on YouTube and the people watching on DVD. We are all one church family. Before we watch this reading and before I forget, Pauline and Graham asked me to remind you about Christian Aid, and if you want to give, there are envelopes and a box at the back on your way out, or if you've come with your envelope prepared, then pop it in the box at the back. But of course, they are helping people in other countries around the world that really need to know that Christians stand with them in their poverty and in their need. But let's have this reading now, and then I'll hand over to Emilian.
And gave to anyone who had need.
Every day they continued to meet together
in the temple courts.
They broke bread in their homes
and ate their food with glad and generous hearts,
praising God
and enjoying the favour of all the people.
And the Lord added to their number daily
those who were being saved.
I was enjoying that so much. I forgot it's my turn. It's lovely to see so many people there. Very creative. Thank you again, Debbie. Oops. Yeah. So this morning, just like to touch on a couple of things with you from God's Word, as we're still in the spirit of Pentecost, but at the same time in the circumstances of pandemic, Pentecost and pandemic. And if there is something that personally I found during the pandemic that was very helpful for me as a child of God, as a minister, as a husband, as a dad, was to learn to be grateful, not for the situation, but in the situation in which we are. I'm not spiritually mature to thank God for the pain that we go through as the world for the pandemic, but I am in tune with God to say I'm ready to thank Him in the midst of this for the different things that He provides to His children, faithfulness and joy and love and provision and so on. So Alex Ferguson had one kind of habit that for every game that he went with the Manchester United to play, before they went to play, he took a ball in his hand, a football in his hand, and he took all the players there in the room and he showed it to them and he said, "Do you know what this is?" And they all, of course, knew what it is. He says, "It's a football. So what I want you to do is to focus on the football, not on the referee's mistakes, nor on the other player's skills, nor on the crowd or there. I want you to focus on the football. That's what you are here for. That's what you are paid for, those huge amounts of money, so that you can focus on the football." And this, for me, during the pandemic, the main focus for me as a child of God, as a pastor as such, it was to learn to continue to be, so continuously be grateful, thankful for whatever God has provided, for who God is for me and my family, for the church here at large that He called me to pastor and to lead into his mission. I do wonder, if I were to ask you, not that we are allowed, as Debbie said, but if I were to ask you for just a couple of moments to share with each other, what can you be thankful and grateful to the Lord for during this pandemic? I wonder, what would that be? Probably some of you will say for provision and financially, for food, for the friends, for the church services online and so on, for one another, for keeping us safe and healthy and so on. There are a lot of things that we could come up with and be grateful for, as much as we can be also ungrateful. Now, I don't know why this is not changing for me, but Carl, if you change it, that's it. And I'd like to just very quickly reflect with you this morning on some of the things that we can be grateful, some of the things that we find it difficult to be grateful for, and also at the end of the message to outline to you from the passage that we just heard this morning some habits that help us be grateful. To be grateful doesn't come easy. To be thankful doesn't come easy. You know, when the children, when Josh and Daniel were little, Sandra all the time had to teach them to say thank you to the wonderful lady that's gave you a little toy, or say thank you for that, or saying, let's say thank you to, you know, to the Lord at the table and so on. So we have to learn all the time to be grateful. This morning, I am really, really grateful because this is a picture of me on the website. I've changed it now about a couple of weeks ago. But you know why I'm grateful for this? Because behind that, this is me on the website, yeah. Me on the website. But behind it, there is another picture. Let me get this out. That Carl Werner drew for me of the same, isn't it? And the reason I'm grateful is because he made me look younger. Yeah, isn't it lovely? So this is the reason I'm grateful. Gratitude needs to be learned and needs to be told, needs to be shared, needs to be let out. And I want, this is for me the key of the message. This is the theme of our message, that to be grateful, we need to learn to express it, and we need to build some habits in our lives that allows us and compels us to be grateful. If you look, for example, to Moses in the scripture, the Bible is full of examples of gratitude. Let me start with Moses, because like we had the prayers this morning with the little children, if you notice, 90% of them, 95% of them were thanking God for the animals, for the zoo, for the clothes, for the books, for the friends, for the church, thanking God for. And Moses does the same in Deuteronomy here. He thanks God for his provision. And I'm sure the question that I posed to you at the very beginning of this message, what can you thank God for? You can put a list before me here and say, thank God for X and Y and Z, that and that and the other. I thank God for his provision. This is one of the first steps in learning to be grateful and thankful, that we learn to give thanks for whatever God has given us. And probably this is the easiest way to express our gratitude, when we bring before the Lord a list of things that we show our appreciation, we show our gratitude to him. Secondly, I think I'll have to ask you, Carl, to move it because it doesn't move from here. We learn something very interesting, a new step of giving thanks to God. And this is where our present circumstances come in, where the pandemic has made it more difficult to be grateful to the Lord. David says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, it's easy to give thanks to God for, but it's much easier to be grateful when things are not going our way, when things are coming that we don't expect them to come. When it's so easy to be thankful and grateful to the Lord when at the top of the mountain, but when we go to the valleys of difficulties and challenges of pandemic as a society, as a world, it's a bit more difficult to be thankful to the Lord. there is another thing here. So from learning to thank God for his provision to learning to thank him for his presence. The third one, it's a very well-known story of the Samaritan. There were 10 lepers who Jesus one day healed them. He said to them, go and show yourself to the priest. And as they did that, as they acted on that, they were all healed, the scripture tells us. But only one of them came back to express that. Only one of them came back to Jesus to say, thank you. And it's amazing that if you read in Luke 17, in that passage, actually it says that he was a Samaritan. One of those guys who didn't grow up in the house of the Lord to learn how to be grateful. But he understood that being grateful is not just what he gets from God, but I think he wanted more than what he gets out of God. He wanted a relationship with God. And this is where my main point of the sermon this morning is that to be grateful is to understand that God wants to be grateful and thankful for who he is more than what he gets us and gives us. To thank him for that. Another example, it's Apostle Paul. How come that this guy who persecuted the church throughout the Acts of Apostles then comes to know the Lord and suddenly he writes words like rejoice always, praise continuously, give thanks in all circumstances. What those words are written from Philippi, a place somewhere in the Middle East where he is in prison. He preached the gospel, he did God's will, he is in prison, and he comes out with these words. Give thanks in all circumstances. Give thanks in the circumstances when we have the freedom before the pandemic. Give thanks to God in the circumstances of the pandemic. As somebody called it this morning, and I love that word, in a hostile environment that we are in today. Learning to give thanks to God, not just only for, but even though I walk to the valley of the shadow of the pandemic. It is one of the secrets of Christian, powerful walking and living in the Spirit of God. Thank God for, thank God even though, thank God because, Paul says, of this I rejoice. This is where I'm not sure whether I have reached that level of Christian maturity in my walk with God, where I can say, Lord, because of the pain and the agony that is in my life, I can thank you because your purposes are fulfilled. Not my will, but your will be done. It's a new way of learning to be grateful to the Lord. And then I want to move on to this incredible truth that comes out of our passage. So you will sitting out there and thinking, what's this passage got to do with gratitude in our lives? Well, I'm going to tell you, because it's huge for us as a church to learn some of the habits in which we can be grateful. Let me say it again, to be grateful, to be thankful, we need to learn some habits of the heart, some habits of behavior that build within us belief or being grateful. Behavior that leads to an attitude of gratitude. Oh, I love that, attitude of gratitude. Godly habits that we see in this passage this morning in Acts 2 create the condition of our heart. In other words, gratitude and thankfulness. They devoted themselves. They made a huge commitment deliberately to come to church, to be together, to share bread, to pray, to whatever they did there. So let me just look at this. They devoted themselves to apostles' teaching, hearing God's word, hearing what the scripture was saying, learning about the truth of God's love for them, learning the and trying to understand what God's purpose and plan for their lives is, instilling that into their hearts and being grateful for that. Secondly, they learn about fellowship, being together, about community, and understanding that being in one place being together, shaping and forming a community of believers, brings the seed of being thankful for church family. For church family. Families come in all sorts of shapes and forms and whatever. But the church comes in one shape, and that is of togetherness, of unity and harmony. Certainly, look at this, what it says here. They build that community into a communion, into sharing bread, sharing goods, sharing things that they had, sharing in the truth of the gospel as a proclamation, as they broke bread and drank wine as a symbol of Jesus' blood. Breaking bread builds that kind of godly unity between God's people. And finally, and I really enjoy this, because about, what was it, 3 weeks ago, Sandra organized this wonderful 24 hours of prayer. And as I said on Zoom before, what really struck me is how many of you said and expressed the fact that an hour was no longer enough during those 24 hours. Some of you, and thank you. Debbie, you were at 1 o'clock in the morning? 2? 1? 1 o'clock, whenever. Sacrifice. Sacrifice. You know, one or two people, you know, 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock, I think I was 5 o'clock for that. I've really enjoyed to see that. And those are some habits that the church built in order to learn gratitude. But you will say, but where's the gratitude in this? Where's gratitude in this? Let me show you the next verse. Every day, they continued together in the temple courts and in homes, in connect groups, wherever they were. They broke bread and ate together with glad and sincere hearts. Yeah, but where's gratitude in this? Well, in the NIV, sorry, the sincere words are translated in the proper Greek language with eucharisteo, with gratitude in their hearts. Being in community, hearing God's word, having fellowship together, praying together, brought a sense of joy, but also of gratitude to God, of incredible thankfulness to Him. Those are habits that we need together to continue to develop during the pandemic and beyond. Those are non-negotiables, pillars of our walk with Christ, in which the middle of it, I came with a lovely idea. Look at this. You can quote me on this. Praise is the torch of our Christian witness. That's what we carry, the praise. In our lives, in our everyday, in our homes, at work, wherever we are. But the flame of that torch, it is our gratitude to the Lord. That's what people will see in our lives as we carry that those two together, praise and gratitude. They work together. And in order to be able to carry that torch, we need those four pillars of community, of sharing together and proclaiming God's love, of praying together as individuals, as a church family. This is what I believe it's learning to focus in challenging times. Pray for, pray even though times is difficult, praying because I know that God's will is fulfilled in the midst of all circumstances and my life. Praise is the torch of our Christian witness. Its flame is our gratitude. Carl, did I have another PowerPoint after that, another slide? I don't think I did I? No, thank you. Well, I think the Lord wants me to finish here, but this is what I wanted to share with you this morning. Not only from the life of the church, apostolic church, we learn gratitude, but also from life of Moses, Paul, of David, the Samaritan leper, as of course from one another's lives of gratitude. I pray and hope that the Holy Spirit would allow us to continue to bring praise, carry that torch of praise with a flame of incredible thankfulness and gratitude in the world today, in the very difficult circumstances. Pray for, even though, because of. Praise and gratitude go together. Let me just pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your reminder on what is important to focus on this time. For your reminder to be grateful, thankful for who you are. We thank you for being our God, a faithful God who provides for his people. We thank you for being our God who is our Savior. And Father, forgive us for the times when we want to have a praise and grateful attitude for the gifts we receive rather than the problems that we go through. Help us not just to come with a list before you, but also to accept with humility in our hearts the circumstances that we go, knowing that your purposes will be fulfilled in and through us. May we develop, learn to develop that heart of gratitude and love towards you, towards one another. May your Holy Spirit fill our lives with worship, with praise, because of the gratitude foundation that is there. May we as a church, through prayer, to continue to be together, share together, learn gratitude as an attitude of life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
We know that we can always be grateful for the cross, so we're going to finish by singing When I Survey the Wondrous Cross. We have so much to be thankful for, but Lord, help us to be thankful even though. Lord, help us to be thankful because. because of who you are, that you would lower yourself to be one of us, to go to the cross for us, to live and die and rise again for us. Lord, whilst our circumstances are not ideal, Lord, what you have done for us is eternal and wonderful and deserves gratitude from deep within our hearts. Help us to develop holy habits, Lord, that develop an attitude of gratitude all the time, Lord, that even if things are hard, Lord, that we know you have eternity in your hands. Thank you for church. Thank you that this is a place where we can encourage each other in this. And Lord, I pray for every person listening, whether they're here today or listening later on, that Lord, you will bless them and give them a love for you that is so deep and overwhelming that it overflows in gratitude and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.